like this.
So you got to grow a third arm, and then you hold here, here, and here simultaneously. No, you hold the middle because it's the dumbest controller ever made.
This is the greatest controller ever made. All right.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 250.
This is a podcast where four drunken party animals play retro games for your amusement. I am party animal number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am party animal number two. My name is Earl.
I'm party animal number three. And my name is Kat.
And I'm party animal number four. My name is John.
All right, and as you can hear, revelers, we got some special guests with us today, and you may be able to hear as well that we are back in person. It is very exciting.
We are four fully vaccinated individuals.
Yep, four fully
in
vaxxed.
The same room together.
Oh my God, no masks. It's very exciting.
There was hugging.
There was hugging involved. Like, it has just been great.
So many antibodies in here.
So many antibodies.
We got all the antibodies.
You know it.
Wait, John, what shot did you get? Pfizer? Moderna?
That's private.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm not sure that. Identity theft is a serious crime, Jerry.
It has nothing to do with it. It's just I forgot I'm not supposed to be associating with these fools because I'm a Pfizer household.
I'm Pfizer.
Oh, you're Pfizer. Okay, just
I'm
Earl
also
then.
Jameson.
Oh, I guess I can hang out with Earl because I'm Moderna.
Oh.
Moderna men for life.
That's how
it's, that's how it's done. Anyway, yes, Revelers, this is our 250th episode, so we thought it would be good to have some special guests on and play a four-player game, play a Nintendo 64 game, which you know, we've only been able to play Super Nintendo and Nintendo for the last year. It is really nice to be playing not one of those systems. It's
true.
Still Nintendo, but
great games.
Great games. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But but yeah, it's just really great. So this week we are going to be playing
just Mario
Party 2 on the N64. Yes, and it's going to be freaking sweet. But before we get
luckily,
there.
Luckily, this game showed up in time. I just ordered it like 2 days ago.
2 days ago, I know, and woo, we got it. Yes.
Nailed it.
But we got the cartridge and everything. Very exciting.
It is a repro, but.
Whatever, it counts. Still, repros, you know what? We live in an age of repros.
Still a cartridge.
Also, if you get the real one, it's going to cost you like $8,000, whereas the repro costs, what, 20?
Yeah.
50? I don't
20.
Know. 20?
Not paying 50 bucks.
I didn't realize this was a repro.
Yeah,
if you want to leave, go for it.
I have standards.
I have no standards.
I'll play, but reluctantly.
But reluctantly. Right. Okay.
I'll be angry about playing. Do it.
I do want to just give a little disclaimer to the revelers. We're using a bunch of different microphones and different ways of inputting right now, and so if levels are off, I apologize. I'm just looking at the screen here, and it could be a little wonky.
We definitely had some technical
difficulties
some getting going.
Yes, but. But before we get to Mario Party 2, how is it going this week, Jerick?
It's going good. My school semester is over. So I have like a week and a half off, and then I'm right back to it. But I'm done. I was at Abbott Northwestern for my clinicals for like 9 months.
Oh, you're done with
them? I'm done there. I'm moving to a different location.
Oh, you are?
So,
okay.
Kind of nervous about that because I just got comfortable there. And all the techs knew me and know they can trust me, and
now you gotta go
start over with new people and earn their trust, and it's just a whole thing.
It's a rigmarole.
We'll see how this all goes. I'm sure it'll be fine because I know what I'm doing, but
You're the best x-ray technician I've ever known.
Damn right.
So.
I've known better.
Okay, well, that's fair.
But yeah.
Excellent.
So that's
excellent.
All I got going, man.
Great.
How you doing?
I'm great. I don't know. I'm fully vaxxed now, so that's freaking just the bee's knees. You know, some might say the cat's jammies.
No, no one says that.
Oh, yeah. I don't say that? Okay, got it.
Earl definitely says that.
No.
Quite often.
Yes, I do actually say that a lot. But yeah, I'm good. I don't know. Not too much new to report. You know, just, still working, not really doing shows, but we're cleaning a lot of stuff out at work. I think I hauled by myself. I hauled upstairs roughly 1 ton, maybe a ton and a half of electronics upstairs to be recycled at work. So that's pretty exciting. Like, and these things are old as shit. They really made electronics to last back in the day. Like,
oh, yeah.
And they weigh, each thing weighs like 1,000 pounds. Like, it's just, I don't know. Anyway,
so you only carried up like two things.
Two things. No, actually, like
you said, you carried a ton, and they each weigh 1,000 pounds.
Well, we'll see. I actually don't. A ton is just a guess. Like that was what we gave it to this place called Tech Dump, who like recycles electronics and stuff, and they. Like the guys who came to pick it up had a big semi and they filled up these three huge cardboard boxes of stuff and then a whole pallet of loose stuff that they had to like wrap or like bigger stuff. And he was like, I would guess this is maybe 2,500 pounds, maybe 3,000, something like that. But we'll see how much it is. Like, we haven't heard back from them yet. So, and it costs 40 cents a pound. So, this could be a kind of a pricey thing. It. Yeah, but you know what? Totally worth it to get all that old crap out of the building. Anyway, oh, I got to see my mom today, too, and give her a hug, which was very exciting. That was, you know, I haven't really seen her in a year, so.
I went over to my parents on Mother's Day and gave my mom a hug.
Yay for moms. I'm pretty sure my mom does not listen to this podcast, but.
No, nor does mine.
Yeah. But anyway.
I'm actually in a group text with both of your moms, and we talk about the podcast all the time.
Yeah, that seems weird.
That sounds accurate.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Kat, how are you this week?
Oh,
do you want to introduce yourself? Who are you?
I'm everyone knows.
Do they?
I mean, I'm pretty famous around these parts.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Kat is my partner these days, so yeah. Very exciting.
Hey. this week, I don't know. This week was fine. I started out last weekend. I was fully vaxxed last weekend and went to an art crawl. I felt so like posh and had some beer and bought some art. That was pretty great.
Excellent.
And then, I don't know, work just happened this week. Oh, we had a work retreat out to the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum. It's university property, so no masks were mandated.
So weird. It's so weird to suddenly not be wearing masks.
It was odd. Yeah, it was very odd. But we were outside most of the time. And it was very sweaty. And I think the bonding part with all of my coworkers was that we were dripping sweat by the end of the scavenger hunt we had to go on. So that was... That was fun. That was real fun.
Even without the sweat, that sounds like a nightmare.
Kind of was.
Okay, we are back. We had some technical difficulties.
More technical
there.
Difficulties.
Yep. Sorry, Revelers. So we have been introduced to Kat. Very exciting. And John, welcome back to the show. You've been on before, but would you like to say hello to the Revelers?
Hello, Revelers. Lovely to be here. Can I just say, Earl, your sound expertise has been amazing to witness.
You've
been doing an excellent job.
It's been a bit suspect.
It's been a bit suspect tonight. I don't know. We're figuring it out. It's been a while since we recorded in person, you know? But thank you.
You've been demoted to...
amateur. Okay, gotcha.
Electrician. Not master.
Still in charge of everything, okay. But yes, a demotion.
And just for the record... Most master electricians are lighting only, not sound.
True.
So I just happened to be both when I was the master electrician at the History Theater. Anyway, John, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Super happy to be here with some of my best friends.
Excellent. Yes, we get to hang out. I'm just so excited right now. How about Jurek? Have you played any video games since we last met? I'm all discombobulated.
I have. I think we've both been playing the same game. I've been playing Mass Effect, the Legendary Edition.
The Legendary Edition. I got it.
So this is a series, you know, near and dear to my heart. I've played all three games multiple times.
I've never played it once in my life, except for 15 hours of it now.
Right. And how are you liking it?
I am liking it. Here's full disclosure, Revelers. I had to turn it to casual mode.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I kept dying. I just was like, what the fuck? Like, why?
There are a few parts that I remember, having trouble with in the past as well.
Yeah, but. I don't know. And then I thought... I think I was like way too low level. Like, and also here's my main complaint about it. Like, they don't teach you anything. like there's, unless I missed some chunk somehow, but like they don't teach you how to drive the car thing. They don't teach you how to like even go to the galaxy map and go to different planets. Like I had to figure all that out myself.
I swear they kind of teach you.
Well, I missed the tutorial then because I just figured it out. I mean, I figured it out, but it took me a while. It took me 10 hours to figure out that I wasn't actually equipping my weapons.
Oh.
I would press start and go to equipment and then it says, oh, you have this gun. Like, oh, here's the assault rifle I want. Okay. It says it's equipped. Great. Turns out you have to hold the left bumper and then pick it in the wheel in order actually. Nobody ever told me that. Yeah. They didn't fucking tell
they
me
tell
that.
You that. They tell you how to change weapons like in the very first mission.
Nope. They didn't tell me that. And
they did. You just weren't paying attention.
Asleep?
No.
Because they tell you how to use the weapon wheel and the power wheel.
Nope. What the fuck is the power wheel?
Hold R to pick your different abilities that you use.
I literally have never
what
once.
What class are you?
I don't know. Soldier,
yeah, I think I'm starting to understand why you're having trouble with the game.
Because they didn't tell me shit.
They do tell you I think you clearly skipped past it.
No,
just,
I didn't.
I just pressed the button.
Just to be clear, we've got Jurek, who's played this game for like multiple playthroughs, telling you one thing, and Earl, who is playing it for the first time, telling you another. But
very first mission on Eden Prime, they go through all of that stuff.
Well, then they didn't do a very good job because they never teach you how to drive the car, first of all. Like I didn't know that you could use the rockets and kind of boost yourself a little bit. And like, I mean, I figured all that out, but like all of a sudden I was in the car on this planet, like that I went to that I thought was the right planet because it just was like explore the Artemis Tau system or whatever. And I was like, okay, well, I'll go to a planet. And it was like,
some planets are there just to like explore and collect resources.
And
there's
I went,
no actual mission.
And there's like, they're like, oh, we're getting a distress call from something. And I was like, okay, cool. And I looked at my map and I went and I was like, oh, okay, here's where the distress call is coming from. And I like went over there in my little car. And then like this humongous monster pops out of the ground.
Thresher Maw.
I don't know what it was, but it
probably
fucking
a Thresher Maw
wrecked me like 100 times. And I was like, whoa.
Bob and Weave, man. Just stay away.
Bob and Weave?
I don't know.
Earl, did you try Bob and Weave?
I tried something.
Just drive around in circles and shoot it.
They never fucking taught me how to drive the car, first of all. Like, I don't know. So that's my main complaint, but I am liking the game.
Sounds
pretty
like
sure your
it.
Complaint is just you weren't paying attention.
I was paying attention though. Like I really was. Like also, what's this power wheel you speak of?
You have different abilities. That's
what
you're putting points into when you're like leveling up. Have you been leveling up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Wait, what's a level?
No. I've been leveling up and I put the points in.
Like I'm a vanguard, so I use biotic powers and like soldier abilities.
They
so
keep
I,
talking
like,
about
I can
these
like
biotic
use
things.
Essentially like force push, like throw.
I want John to play it so he can
lift.
See what I'm talking about.
It's not fair. I played Mass Effect Andromeda, so I have a leg up on it.
Oh, okay.
I'll play it.
Yeah, you play it. Somebody who's never played a video game in her life.
Yeah, so you have powers and abilities, even as a soldier.
She's going to point out
that
every
you can
example
be using.
Of ludonarrative dissonance.
Because I just chose like John Shepard, the whatever it gave me.
Like
I
it's an RPG. You have abilities more than just shooting.
Oh, all I've been doing is shooting. And
that's
turns out I was shooting only with the
dying.
Pistol for so long.
That's also why
it took me
10
hours
I
to realize
pistols.
I had to hold the button.
How did you quantify the 10 hours?
It tells you when you save.
That's a great use of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I just...
you might be on the wrong podcast.
You might be on the wrong podcast.
Earl has played Smash Brothers for over...
for a long time.
5 hours.
Yeah. 5 hours.
Five hours. Wow.
No. 2,200 hours is what I have in Smash Brothers. Like, that's, yeah. Anyway, how are you liking Mass Effect, Jerry?
I like it. I mean, it was just a great game to begin with, but they've smoothed stuff out animation-wise, and just the way the shooting works in the first one is way better than it used to be. The first one, I always liked it because it was the most RPG one, but the shooting mechanics definitely improved in 2 and 3. They made it plays more like a shooter, whereas the first one originally played, I don't know how to really explain it. Like you were
like
definitely
a, like
still running around and
simulator?
It was a shooter, but like
a bad
the
shooter.
Aiming was weird and like you didn't necessarily have to
like,
really shoot the guy
it was like
you were dead
in,
on. It was you had like a kind of a window like if you, if they're gonna be in this big area, you'll shoot them.
It was like how you'd think shooting would work in an elevator simulator.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
There are a lot of elevator rides in the
first There actually are a lot of elevator rides.
Especially in the beginning.
They feel shorter.
When you're on the Citadel for the first, like, couple hours or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's lots of side quests to do and stuff there.
There is? I mean, I did
probably,
one.
Probably, again, while you're...
I did one of them. I don't know.
There's, like, a good six or seven.
And you're supposed,
like,
to do all those before
there.
You leave?
You don't have to, but I always do. I just get them out of the way.
God.
Because there's stuff to do on there, like, and then you level up. Like, I'm like level five or six before I even leave the Citadel.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I don't know what I'm doing, I guess.
Do all the side quests.
Well, I've been doing
sides. Do them before you move on to the next main mission.
Oh, really?
I've
got like a fucking list of
them. I always
now.
Go through those and clear out whatever I can before
I
move
just on
to the next
I was just
mission.
On Earth's moon. Our
because
own
then
moon.
I'm because then I'm more leveled up for the main missions.
Oh. Well, okay. Anyway, Mass
Anyways,
Effect.
Mass Effect, good stuff.
Pretty cool.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Kat, I'm going to assume you are not playing anything.
Well, you know, actually, you might be accurate, but there is this game that I have now been told counts as a video game.
It's a mobile game, but...
It's on my computer, and I was gifted for Christmas by my British friend a advent calendar, and it's, like, interactive.
It's delightful. I watched her play.
No, it's not...
Like, bear
with
me. Very
peaceful.
I know, and I thought I was going to lose the game after Christmas, but I still have it.
I'm bearing with you as of interactive.
How is an
advent
calendar a video game?
But there's these
it's
games.
Awesome. You guys, I'm
going to
get
play.
It for Christmas.
It's great, and the graphics are beautiful, and you can, like, navigate your way around this town, and then you go to the house, and there's this jewel game where you have to place jewels on a board. I didn't think it was a video game either.
It's like Bejeweled.
But well, kind of.
Yeah.
No, what? Bejeweled?
Yeah.
You're thinking I, like, Bedazzled something?
No. Bejeweled, oh.
Bejeweled is a video game.
It's a classic. That's what that game is.
Video game.
Okay. See, I don't even
like
know
all the games like Candy Crush and everything, like, stole their gameplay from Bejeweled.
From Bejeweled.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Where
all
you
right.
just
well,
you match three in
you
a row.
Match
you know?
Three in
you
a
want
row
to get at least three in a row, yeah.
Well,
which
that's
stole from Columns.
Which stole from
Columns. Well,
which
stole from Columns.
Well, Columns, though, they drop and stuff. Bejeweled, it's like a screen filled up
and
you twist and turn to switch things back and forth. Which there was probably something else before Bejeweled that did that, too. But
yeah.
Bejeweled was the first one I remember playing a ton of.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very calming game, so I just...
It is. It's very peaceful.
That's the extent of my video game means, though. I didn't even just know what to say. Video game.
Actually, that's not true. You have played Toy Story and
what?
Babe...
Not recently.
Babe the Pig on Game Boy Color.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
I know you've played them at least.
Yeah, but I couldn't get past the first level.
Well, Toy Story is very hard.
Toy Story is freaking hard.
Okay, thank you.
You're
on, on Game Boy.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, no, I had that growing up, but haven't... I lent that to you.
I know.
Okay.
We're going to play it on the podcast.
Right.
We got Babe to play. Babe.
Cool.
Babe Pig
in
the
City.
Yeah,
we can play, like, Game Boy games now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Fucking sweet.
That'll do, Pig.
John, what have you been playing?
A couple games. I've been playing a lot of Marvel's Avengers, which
has been... Is that awesome? Is it good?
It's it had some issues coming out. It seems like every AAA game recently has had issues at launch. So it's better now. They're adding more endgame content, and it seems like they're not just abandoning it. So that's pretty cool. It feels awesome to play as, like, Captain America and, like, whip your shield around and stuff.
And you, like, each guy, like, Captain America has a shield, and
yeah.
Iron Man probably shoots
pew-pews. Yeah, like, they what I think they do really well is they make each hero feel unique.
Is it only the ones from the movie, or is it, like...
So, there have been a couple new characters added. So, as of right now, it's Hulk, Captain America, Iron Man... Miss Marvel, Black Widow, Thor, Hawkeye, Kate Bishop.
Kate Bishop?
Yeah, that I don't get. Like, they added...
Well, she was added in later. She wasn't there at launch.
But, like, yeah, they added Kate Bishop and Hawkeye, like, right after one another. They both play very similar.
Yeah.
It feels really good. It's, like, a lot of people were complaining because they... I think a lot of people rushed to Endgame right after launch, and so there wasn't as much stuff right away. I have not been able to do that, and so I'm, like, just kind of slowly going, and it's been really enjoyable.
Excellent.
And then just tonight, before I came over here, I finished a game called Disco Elysium.
Oh, you played that, did you not, Drew?
No, but no. I know. Okay. I know it.
Super,
what it is.
Super good. Kind of the opposite of Avengers. It's like a point and click meets like visual novel / RPG.
Okay.
It's super weird. The writing is awesome. It has made me laugh out loud while I'm playing multiple times. It's super good, but you really like. It's a lot of reading.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's reading, not there's not like a voice. Like
there's voiceover, but also reading. One of the things that they added for like the PlayStation release was like all of the voiceover work. So,
okay.
Cool. Yeah, no, but really, really, really good game.
Cool. I just want to mention one other thing that I've been doing. So just last night as we record this, I play a lot of Slay the Spire, this card game. And last night I was bored and I was like, I'm going to go for one of these achievements. Cause there's achievements in the game. And I went for the minimalist achievement, which is largely considered to be maybe the hardest achievement to get, arguably the hardest achievement to get, where you have to beat the game with a deck of 5 cards or less. Like most winning decks are like between 15 and 30 cards. So like it's super hard to even get down to 5 cards because you start with 10. And I did it last night and I'm just very proud of myself. Yeah. So I just wanted to brag about that for a second.
So not like 5 different types of cards, but like 5 actual cards.
5 actual cards. Have you played Slay the Spire?
Yeah. Like every like campfire, you're like,
you gotta basically all your gold goes to card removal in the shops. If you get the peace pipe, which is a relic, like I didn't have it. So the peace pipe will let you remove cards at the campfires.
Okay.
But yeah, you have to basically go every shop. You have to remove a card. You can only pick up maybe I think I picked up 3 cards the whole run. Maybe no, I must have picked up 5. But I got lucky with events and card removal. Sure. And then there's a relic, a boss relic for beating a boss that allows you to. Which one you can pick them, you know, there's 3, it allows you to remove 2 cards. Like, so I got that one, like I got lucky. It was super actually awesome. I had 7 cards in my deck with 2 floors left to the final boss. The second to last floor was a shop and I was able to remove a card. Then I had 6 left and there was a question mark event and you know, that's random what it is. And I clicked it and it was the falling event, which normally sucks to get because it makes you get rid of one of your cards, usually one of your good cards, but it was the falling event. And I was like, yes, I can get rid of fucking my last 6 card. And I fucking went to the boss and I steamrolled them and it was awesome. And I was like riding this high last night. Spire. I don't know. I was very excited about the whole thing. So yes. I just wanted to talk about that for a second. Yeah, I got the minimalist achievement, which is pretty fucking cool to me. Anyway, this week, though, we're going to be playing fucking Mario Party 2 on the N64. What do you think? Should we get to our 3 questions?
Let's do it.
So for those
not gonna go well,
this will go great. So for those that don't know, what we do is Drake does a little research on the game and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here, but I do a little digging of my own and I've tried to come up with 3 questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher and the guests. You guys are welcome to guess too.
But I also have terms that I stumped you with.
Yeah, I know. So the most adorable thing happened. No. Kat did, she wanted to do some research about video games to be on the podcast. And she's like, I'm struggling with some terms. And she like, what are the terms?
Well, there were quite a few, and now I'm like actually a scholar. So, but I think the one that really kind of stumped people was ludonarrative dissonance.
Ludonarrative dissonance. We've all been playing games for what, 30 years, and we've never heard that term once in our lives. So,
speak for yourself.
Okay,
to be fair, I had heard it. I don't know what it is, nor is it something I like.
Would apply to video
apply
games.
To video games or so think about when I'm playing.
Really,
them.
Early, it's just you.
Okay, fine. Yeah. I'm a big dummy, I guess, but. You know what I mean?
Stump,
I don't know.
Stump the Earl.
Ludo dissonance narrative. I was like,
Ludo narrative dissonance.
Like, I was like, first of all, we've never said those words on the podcast. And, well, I said we never will, but here we are. So I don't know.
And we've said it several times.
Here we are
now.
Talking about it.
Anyway, we'll get to your terms.
I'm just
here.
Saying it's easy to stump you.
Oh, well, it is easy to stump me, I guess. But here we go. Mario Party 2. N64, question number one. Each Mario Party game has a theme that the boards are built around and the hosts are built around, except for the first game because it's the first and the theme was simply Mario Party. But what is the theme of Mario Party 2?
What is the theme?
Yep. Each Mario Party game has a theme that the boards and the hosts are built around. This kind of is it.
I mean, theme.
Yeah. What is the theme of Mario Party 2?
I mean, all I can think is kind of like different time period. There's like pirates, the Old West, there's space.
Kind of.
I don't really know how to.
I'm going to say that's incorrect, though. The theme I was looking for is costumes in this one. So
don't we get to guess?
Oh, sorry.
I was going to guess costume.
Okay, well, so Jared.
All right, John
gets
right.
his coins. John gets coins.
I was going to say theater.
Oh, well, that's actually also.
Okay, thank you.
You also get coins. So. Thanks. Okay, yeah, so the theme here is costumes. This is the only game in the whole Mario Party series where all the characters change costumes depending on what board you're playing on, and it's supposed to be like you're in a play, is what is also like the theme of this one.
Mario likes the theater.
Yes.
He does.
Super
like
Mario
some other
Brothers 3 is all
was all about a play, too, yeah. Just for example, some other themes. Mario Party 3's theme was storybooks. Mario Party's 4 theme is parties and celebrations. Mario Party 5's theme is dreams. I don't know. And so on and so on. Hmm. But this theme is costumes in this one. This is the only one where you change clothes depending on the board you're on. Each character has different costumes, I guess. I don't know. Like pirates and
cowboys. Space.
And space, yeah.
I think that's offensive to pirates and cowboys. If you dress like them and you're not one.
I don't think so. Not if you're portraying one in a play, you know?
Okay.
Like,
you're right. You're right.
Okay, so here we go. 0 for 1 here, Jerick. 0 for 1.
Question number two.
What single feature did they add in to Mario Party 2 that was missing from the first game that seems like a no-brainer and immensely helped players? They added. It has it in this game, but it did not have it in the first game.
Items.
Items is incorrect.
I know you can get items in this game. I don't remember if you could in the first one.
John?
Something that tells you how many turns are left.
Incorrect. Kat, any guesses?
I didn't listen to the question.
Okay. That is also wrong. The answer is actually the practice feature.
Oh,
you can practice
right.
the mini games.
Yeah, we're not going to do that, though, because
it
just takes way too long. Then.
It does. You basically have to play each one twice then. But you can learn how to play the game before you play it, which the first one can be kind of frustrating for new players, especially because they tell you what buttons to press, but it's not always super obvious how the games work. So the practice feature was added into this game, and it's in all the others. And,
yeah.
But that is a helpful feature for newer players. Okay, 0 for 2 here, Drake. Here
Pressure's
we go. Question
on,
number 3. Depending on the difficulty, the AI can be super smart or incredibly stupid. What is the most famous example of the AI being incredibly stupid in Mario Party 2?
Fuck, I don't know.
You're not going to guess.
I don't even have a guess.
John?
That would be ludonarrative dissonance.
Yes.
That is correct. No, I'm sorry. Not ludonarrative dissonance. Kat, any guesses?
I'm going to say the animation canceling.
Another term she looked up.
The actual answer, so the most famous example of the AI being incredibly stupid in Mario Party 2, there is a YouTube video called Mario Party 2, Luigi Wins by Doing Absolutely Nothing. And they set it to the easiest difficulty, and only there's only one player character. And literally every minigame, they pick Luigi, but I think you can do it with anybody. But yeah, I watched the video. It's fucking hilarious. Literally, they just sit there. They don't do anything, and the computer just kills itself. And Luigi wins the whole game. Like, I thought it was super funny.
Wait, so can I do that?
Yeah,
this game?
Well, no, because you will be playing real players, which are not... I mean, you know, it's been proven on this very episode that I'm a dummy, but, you know, I'll... Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You'll also be playing against Jurek, and it is a documented fact that this game cheats for Jurek.
That is correct.
Okay.
It's true.
It really does. It really does.
Mario Party loves me. Well, I'm just good at Mario Party.
That was 0-3, I believe, Jurek.
Yeah.
0-3. I'm gonna give myself some coins there. Pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. Also, that last question was maybe a little subjective, but that's okay. Anyway, Jurek, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about the Revelers and us, John and Kat and I, about Mario Party 2 for the N64?
I do indeed. I'll tell you, I don't have much here because it's Mario Party.
Yeah.
It was released in the year 2000.
Oh, boy.
Ultra, I don't know why I did that there. It felt like the right move.
Fitting. It was developed by Hudson Soft and published by Nintendo. The game's director is Kenji Kikuchi.
Do we know what Kenji Kikuchi?
No.
Kenji
no.
What is it?
Kikuchi.
Kikuchi. Do we know what Kenji Kikuchi has done?
No.
Okay.
We don't.
Okay.
The composers, there are three of them, are Hironoa Yamamoto, Shohei Bando, and Kazuhiko Sawaguchi.
Oh, yeah,
Do we know what they've done?
We don't know what they've done either.
We don't
Sawaguchi,
know.
Sawaguchi. Yeah,
crush those
yeah.
names, Drew.
Do you know what he's done?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I did this game.
Did he do the sound design for the advent calendar?
No.
Okay, okay, okay.
But you can't say that for sure.
Yeah, do you know
yeah.
that he didn't do the sound design for the
he might have.
You know, I was so into the music for the advent calendar.
That was one of the main draws. She's like, you got to listen to this.
Maybe those same three people did the...
You never know. You never know.
Well... Should we listen to some of their jams right now?
We should.
Let's do it. Yeah, pretty good. I mean, it's
good.
Fun.
I mean, yeah, it's just it's kind
Mario
of a little
Party
like
music.
Repetitive jingles for the areas. I mean, it's just noise while you're playing the game. But they're all, you know, themed to piratey or
deserty. But
deserty.
I think it's the cowboy one. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't remember.
It definitely felt deserty.
Well,
it did feel deserty, did it not?
There was some accordion in there. It felt very like
and the
fine.
Sitar
in
the one. That's the desert
yeah.
one.
That's the
I
desert
guess,
one.
Yeah.
No.
The accordion one was the pirate one we were listening to.
That makes sense.
Yep, yep.
Play accordion on a pirate ship.
Like a shanty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
oh,
old,
yeah.
That shanty.
Shanty. You still rocking the shanties?
I rock a shanty from time to time. I really got into sea shanties over the pandemic, so that was cool.
That's good.
During
that's
that
good.
Time that everyone was into sea
oh,
shanties.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I never got into sea shanties.
Oh, man.
Shanty talk, wasn't it? Shanty talk?
Oh, TikTok?
Yeah,
it was
on
TikTok. I don't know. I just... really liked that one TikTok video where they all sang the shanty. It was fucking good.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
I may or may not have listened to the entire cattle of the longest Johns.
Listened to hours and hours of them.
Yep.
I have a whole playlist on my Spotify. It's basically just all their albums.
We were all there.
We were all there.
We all went through it.
Amazing.
Yep.
Amazing. Love sea shanties. Anyway, Drew.
Anyways, this is the sequel to Mario Party, obviously. And it's, I mean, you play a little board game. So you roll dice to move around the board, and then after everybody's turn, you play a little mini game against each other. You try to get coins by winning mini games and doing other stuff, and then you buy stars, and whoever has the most stars at the end wins.
Yeah, except for then, like, at the end.
At the end, there's a bunch of secret like, oh, ones actually, that are awarded.
These
like,
stars are taken away from you guys.
No, they're not taken away.
They're given a Jurek.
It's
like,
just
that's how it goes.
Things are added.
Oh, actually, are you Jurek? Because then you lose.
Yeah. That's it, literally what every Mario Party game says. So.
And something great about this one, different from the first one, I believe there are no minigames that involve spinning the joystick, because the first one caused many a blister on people's hands to the point where they had to give you a special glove to play the game.
Oh. Yep.
Because there were minigames where you just spin the joystick and people would do it with their palm because it's the fastest way to do it. But then that gives you a blister on your palm, which I definitely
had a huge blister
them back in the day.
Sure did.
But anyways, that's all I got, man.
Excellent. Well, should we play this game?
Let's do it.
I think before we do that, though, we better take a shot.
Yes, we've got them poured. We might as well drink them.
Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Oh my God, that was the most on cilantro we've had in a year.
That's because we're in person.
I know, it's so cool.
A little bit easier to coordinate, huh?
God, Zoom has just a little bit of delay. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, good to be back in person. Good shot time.
Shot time.
Ultra
combo! Right, so now let's get to the game. We're like 40 minutes into the podcast.
Oh my God, are we really 40 minutes?
Well, I guess I didn't stop it when we had tech difficulties.
Oh yeah,
so.
But still, we're...
No, that's correct, because we had 15 on
the
first one.
Yeah, we're at least a half hour into this next recording. So let's get to this. Who's the first player?
I don't even know.
We probably can't play a whole game.
Yeah, probably not now, unless we want to go for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
I really don't understand what's happening.
We're going to... Okay. Kat's like never played a video game in her life except for Advent Calendar.
We're gonna go to Pirate Land.
2020.
No,
but
no, and that one, the
Babe Pig in the City.
No, the other hamburger one.
Oh,
hamburger.
Fusion Frenzy on Xbox on the original. No, Xbox 360.
Fusion
Frenzy.
So it was actually this controller, I think. Right? No.
It was
no.
One of those
I'm really off. I'm really off.
Four players will play this game.
Oh
yes,
my God.
Let's do this. Okay, now we pick our guys. There's only six guys to choose from.
Hey, fourth player, get out of there.
I was there, too.
You were.
I was there.
I mean, to be fair, Yoshi only gives me an advantage in Mario
number
Kart.
Number three.
I figured as much. I'm going to go...
Is it cool if I pick Donkey Kong?
Yep. Great. I'll pick... I'm going to pick Princess Peach here. Okay. Oh,
your
let's...
turns. 20 is the lowest you can go.
50.
20 turns? That's a lot of turns. I don't think we're going to be able to do 20 full turns on the show here. But
we should have. I want to say the last time we played Mario Party, I think we just started right from the beginning and we were playing while talking about
other things. Is the first time we've been back in a while.
True. We had to catch up. And
I had to brag about my Slay the Spire achievement getting, like
talking on and on
minimalist
about it.
Five cards. Fucking awesome. Okay. So
right, here
this,
we go.
We're
going to
play a board
Land.
Game here. It's,
don't worry.
Kat is very nervous about this whole thing.
I'm worried about this.
It's going
to
be fine.
For most of it, you press A to jump up and hit a dice, and then that determines how many spaces you move.
We're
and
not
then
reading
there's little
anything
mini
about
games.
Bowser. Here we go. Okay, so
this will determine our play order.
Yep.
So
oh
Peach is going first.
That's me. Oh,
Donkey
Kong. And you're going last, so it's okay.
Okay.
That's good. That's actually good. Okay, we're all in first place right now. Look at us.
Yep, we all get our 10 coins to start with.
Yes, John is thrilled to bits about getting 10 coins.
Wait, Jurek got 11 coins?
I knew it.
What is that?
I always enter the cheat code.
Are you entering cheat codes?
No, it's a special Jurek code.
Ah,
all the developers put them into them into just Mario Kart and Mario
Party.
I have a deal with Nintendo.
How do you put in the Jurek code?
You use the stick and you spell out Jurek.
Actually, all N64 controllers have a secret spot that detects my fingerprints. It's got biometrics, but only for me.
Ah, I see.
So
DK,
don't try to find
you.
It or anything because it won't help you.
Okay.
Oh man,
I got a deuce and
get
I landed
way,
on a red
losers.
Square. I know. Five coins. Deposit five coins into our savings account.
The bank.
Didn't get a choice.
What if you don't
what?
Have five?
What border even on here?
Sorry.
Hidden block.
Guys, you guys see that? That's the dust that I'm leaving you in.
I see.
Yeah, you got some coins back.
Oh, my God.
Lots
you got
coins.
A million. 20 coins.
Wow.
No big deal.
Plus three more. Oh, my God. I lost three.
This is the game, Jurek, that you finally
Six.
Lose.
Okay.
I'll take it.
There we go. Now it's you.
I literally don't even
know. So just press A.
Yep.
Okay.
And press it again. There we go. Eight.
Nice.
Okay. One, I'm two, right three. With that.
And then we go up the board. Oh, you're on a special bonus for stopping at the bank. You get all 5 coins in our reserves.
Whoa,
so you had to give 5 coins.
That's just
and she gets your 5 coins.
It's because he passed it and you landed on it.
Okay.
So okay, so it's so me you pay and the you, troll me and Kat versus Jurek. Oh, we got Cake Factory.
I got that Jurek energy on my side. Here.
So here, are what we do together? We do here? The Cake Factory.
I hope we
demand for cakes is high. Mm. One player places cakes, the other strawberries. The most productive team wins. That seems straightforward.
Well, I'm a pretty good baker.
Wait, what are the controls? Oh, here we go.
A, press grab ingredient and release it to place the ingredient.
So this will move you around and this will... Maybe we don't even move in this one. Like, okay. You probably just use this button. All
right, we're starting.
We're starting. Uh-oh. We'll figure it out.
Okay, focus up, Jarek.
All right. Okay, so...
Oh, I see. Okay, so I grab the cakes.
What am I doing? I'm trying to grab these
You're trying to grab the strawberries.
Oh, okay. So grab...
Oh, I think actually you want to, I see how we do it.
Oh, there we
I
go.
I assume me and John are doing it right. Yeah. I place a strawberry on top of the cake.
I keep putting 2 cakes on each other.
I'm absolutely missing.
So I put
strawberry.
A cake.
I missed the strawberry. Sorry. Oh, damn it.
Oh, they cry. When you miss, they cry a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're going a lot faster, but I think we
we
got eight.
To zero.
You got 0 cakes.
I put one strawberry over there.
No, so what we needed to do is I needed to put a cake, and then you needed to put a strawberry on top of the cake.
Oh.
But that's okay. You know, I didn't know what I was doing there either. That was hard.
Well, I especially don't know what's happening.
That's okay. Boom, 5. Yes, this is killer right here. Oh my God, yes. Okay,
it's riveting.
It's riveting. Do we have a discussion question that we could chit-chat about? I think John had one for us.
Yeah. So, just being that we're back together for the first time after a long time apart, my question is, what was your favorite and least favorite thing about quarantine?
Favorite and least favorite thing about quarantine. I'll tell you, I think mine is both the same thing. My least favorite thing was that I was very alone for a lot of it. My favorite thing is that I was very alone for a lot of it. You know, like, it wasn't
too
bad.
Didn't have so much time going to work and solving everybody's problems.
Yeah, like, that's what my job... That's what people sometimes ask me what I do, and I'm like, oh, I solve other people's problems. But, yeah... Also, like, we're talking about coming back into the office and stuff now, and, like... People are like, oh, well, maybe we'll come in like 3 days a week or something, you know, like we'll have staggered schedules, blah, blah, blah.
Why
and
do
I'm
you
like,
keep finding hidden blocks, John.
I'm like, how about you guys fucking come into the office and I'll stay home for a while?
Right?
Like, I've been coming in this entire time, you know, like I was home for 2 weeks when it was like, hey, everybody just stay inside for 2 weeks and everything will be cool.
Remember,
you know?
Back in March where it was like, yeah, we're shutting everything down for 2 weeks. And everyone was like, oh, cool. 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Do 2 weeks. Yeah, no big deal.
Now we're like over a year later and now stuff is just kind of opened back up.
Yeah.
It was going to be 2 weeks and then it was another 2 weeks and
then
it was
then
another
it
2 weeks.
Like a month.
And
yeah.
And then
doom, doom, doom. Well, Mario. Welcome to Bowser's space.
God damn it.
No, this is going to be good. I recommend you try one of my frightening
You get to
events.
Play a little mini game, I think, possibly on your own here.
Nice.
J-Bone, what was your favorite and least favorite thing?
God. Well, my favorite thing was...
Oh, you got to give Bowser 10
okay.
coins.
I don't
quick,
have
quick and
10
easy.
Coins.
You just give them, well, and you give them everything
then
you
give
got.
Give them all.
Oh.
That's why this game sucks.
Oh, you had exactly 10 coins, actually.
Bowser's a bitch.
That worked out great.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, anyway,
My favorite thing was probably the fact that because theater was shut down, I actually got to spend a lot of time with my wife,
nice.
Which I normally, like... In normal times, there's the busy seasons where it's just I never
it's
see
all
her,
versus
and
you.
And it gets a little frustrating sometimes with her working on so many shows. So it was nice to be able to like just be at home and like spend time with Abby. So that was good. My least favorite was being at home and having to spend time with my wife. No, I'm just kidding.
Classic.
Okay, so what are we doing here?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm moving the thing around. We're
Penguin race.
We're so it's 3 versus 1. It's me, John, and Jurek versus Kat. So this should go
super
well.
Fair.
Yep, super fair. If you waddle, it's a 3-on-1 penguin race. Be the first to throw the fish to your friends at the finish.
So you use the control stick right, to move, and then tap A repeatedly.
But if you waddle too fast, you might fall down. When you start to slide, it's time to slow down.
All right, well, let's just start this. Let's try it out.
Press A too fast.
When it's 3 versus 1, it is easier for the one. Keep press it a little faster than that.
Use the control stick to move out of the way.
Oh, I see.
It's like a relay.
Oh, so you just gotta go.
Yeah, it's like a relay.
And now I get.
Oh, I give it to Peach. Now you go, Peach.
Oh, that's me.
So it's just that Kat has to do the whole thing herself, but we trade off. I don't know that gives us any sort of advantage, really. Yeah.
I don't know if it does either.
You're already ahead of me, though, for sure.
Yeah. You ran into me.
Oh.
Well.
Nailed it, John.
We win.
Way to be the anchor.
Yeah. I really Phelpsed it up.
You really did Phelps that up.
You just stood in my way.
I know.
Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry.
Way to play defense.
I know. This Mario Party is actually a real strain on relationships.
Who would have guessed that the person who did not play any video games before this is at 0 stars and 0 coins?
Oh, now I got to deposit 5 coins? Don't worry. I'm also losing pretty hard. So,
thanks.
Oh, now I got to land on the Bowser Square. Got 5 coins. Okay, I'll take them. Item? Yeah, I'll buy an item. Oh, you guys are fucked.
Golden mushroom.
Buying it.
I didn't get that.
For all my coins.
Yeah, you should use all your coins.
What does mushroom do?
I found a hidden block. Oh!
What? It contains a star?
It contains a star. I'm literally the best Mario Party player of all time.
Oh, you just had Jurek holding your controller and putting in the biometric code. That's
I put the biometric code into Earl's.
Yep. Jurek switched them real quick. It was cool.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Where did this bridge come from? How far ahead are you guys?
John just got blasted.
Back to the beginning.
Back to the beginning.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
But it still says he's in first.
Yeah.
That's because he has 1 star and the most coins.
And the most coins. I have 1 star and the
first place is. It's not about like complete. You're going to go around the entire board multiple times.
Oh. Ugh. Okay. Did you have a least favorite?
No,
thing?
I can't think of what my favorite.
You think of that. John, how about you?
I mean, my least favorite was probably just not. I mean, I know technically we were able to for a long time go out to eat to restaurants and stuff. Like, I like going to restaurants every now and then, getting a beer and some delicious food, and not being able to do that, I did not care for.
See? Now Jurek's in
what
last place.
This game sucks.
Thank you. There's a lot of strategy to that.
So I know that's maybe a little like first world problems, not being able to go out to restaurants.
Well, but that's legit. I mean, I honestly missed.
I missed my friends at the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Yeah, there was a couple days at work where like people were in, crew was in. You know, like
skateboard
we were working hard.
Skateboard scamper.
Okay, here we go. Skateboard scamper. A is jump and B repeatedly to skate.
Okay, so basically just press B to skate, and then you're going to have to jump sometimes.
Don't let yourself fall behind the others, or Boo will get you. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, so B is going to make you move forward, and A, you're going to have to jump over obstacles and stuff, I assume.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't use the stick, though.
No.
Okay.
You'll just go straight, I think, no matter what.
I'm going nowhere.
You're already dead.
Oh. Well, that was fun.
Who's Donkey Kong? Why? Oh no, I'm dead. Okay, well,
it is a ghost chasing you. This is actually my nightmare.
Boo.
I'm
is,
gonna have nightmares about this.
That's
tonight.
King Boo. Oh my God, you both are dead. Donkey. Oh,
draw. You made it a step
I'm literally
further
ahead
than
ahead
me.
Of you,
but I think you have to
draw.
Make it to the actual finish
Whatever.
Line to win.
Game cheats for you.
Okay.
I'm still in third place.
I was saying there was a couple days at work where like we worked, you know, like people were in, we were like moving all those electronics,
Peach start.
Stuff like that. Like the one thing I wanted to do is like with my coworkers go out and have a beer afterwards, you know, but like we just couldn't do that. Like that sucks. I don't know. We could have beers. We could go to the liquor store and stuff, but it's not the same as going to get like
right.
An
and
ice cold
order.
Beer.
We ordered takeout. Like usually, you know, we would grocery shop for like a week at a time because. There was a period, you know, remember early on when there was like, were you wiping down your like groceries at all and stuff when you brought
them
home? I did
it one time and then I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've
ever
done.
We did it for a little while. I mean, obviously we weren't like taking like Clorox wipes to like produce or anything, right. but to like box or like
some
cans.
People were.
Oh, I know. People were like washing them with soap and stuff.
Yeah.
But then we were for a little while, and then it came out pretty early on that, like, oh, we don't think it's actually really super transmitted by, like, touching contaminated objects.
Wait, I don't.
So then we stop doing that.
You can choose.
Okay.
It just changes the direction that you go.
There's two routes to take.
I'm going to pass.
Okay.
So you're paying one coin to go past him.
I mean, okay.
Okay.
Move on. You got to pay the troll toll.
to get into the boys' hole.
See, I feel like you're saying boys' hole, and it's clearly written boys' soul. That's what I said. You got to pay the troll toll to get into this boys' hole. See, again.
Ah, good old It's Always Sunny. Hot rope jump.
Ooh, we're just jumping rope here. All you press is A to jump at the right time. Last man standing wins.
You know,
all right.
Sounds simple, but I'm still going to fail it. Somehow.
The rope can suddenly speed up or slow down. Watch the flame to avoid the heat.
Just jump rope.
What was that other one?
Doesn't matter. Just jump rope.
It doesn't matter.
Just jump
None
rope.
Of this matters.
Here we go.
It's going to matter if Jurek wins this.
Here we go.
He skipped all the steps for
and
you just press A.
Oh, yep. I jumped too soon.
Yeah, it's all about timing.
You know, if this were a real thing, I could do this.
Can you jump rope really good?
If it's on fire, yeah.
only if it's on fire?
Yeah.
You can't jump rope normally?
No.
Oh,
nope.
Okay.
It has to be lit on fire.
It has to have that extra element of, like, risk.
Danger. Yep.
That you really focus.
When's it going to, like, oh, I bet
it's
10 seconds.
This is
going
to be how the podcast ends, is you guys just jumping rope.
Forever.
I mean,
we'll take this outside and jump rope with some fire.
Oh, Jurek.
Yeah, that was close.
Oh my god! Oh my god! No!
Yes!
Oh, come on! I
nailed
it.
Yoshi won.
Yeah, this game sucks. I hate this game. I'm fucking over it.
So I finally watched Mortal Kombat.
Oh, what'd you think? Amazing.
Meh.
It was fine.
It's fine.
It's like
It takes itself too seriously.
Yeah, like come on.
And nothing really gets resolved.
No,
because like they don't even like this is building up to the tournament, and the tournament never happens. So the second it's very clear that they're building to a sequel because he's going to get Johnny Cage at the end. Spoilers.
I know. Which like, come on. Why couldn't Cole just be Johnny Cage? Like.
Also, Cole's like ability, what he like grows
armor
and like makes weapons appear in his hands.
Yeah. Also, why is fucking Goro such a nonce? Like, Goro just gets taken out by this chump.
Yeah.
Cole is a fucking chump. Anyway, spoilers for Mortal Kombat. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm not gonna pass.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Oh,
whoa,
lightning
electric.
Bitches. Oh, my God. I got to go. 10 hut. It's time for a battle mini game. Let's get started. The entrance fee this time is 10 coins per player.
Per player?
Oh, what?
Mario doesn't even have 10 coins.
Yeah, I didn't have 10 coins to begin with.
Okay, so it's me versus you three, I guess?
Perhaps.
Day at the races, y'all. All right, I think this might have to be our last one. This will be our last round.
We can go longer than an hour. It's episode 250.
I know, but here I'm also... just concerned about the volume level at 11 p.m. at night in my apartment.
Oh, be a little quiet.
Okay, well, I mean, I can't be quiet is what I'm saying.
Select
we
character.
We all know that.
Confirm.
What is
just
happening?
Just because a character is ahead
what
doesn't
is
mean
that?
It will win.
Watch out for
come
from behind victories.
Bet
what's the angry thing with
gonna win?
The eyebrows?
It's a Goomba.
Oh, so you just guess. Oh, that's a Goomba.
The angry
that's
thing
the
with
main
eyebrows.
Mario villain. This, actually, that... that character right there, this Goomba, has killed the most video game players in the history of video games.
The very first one in
the very first
Mario
yep,
game.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm learning so much.
I know.
Well,
and you thought we were
going to
talk about
Ludonarrative
Dissonance.
You select who you think is going to win?
I think so. I think we're betting here.
I think it's like a like
it's
a
like
horse
race.
Races.
Day at the Races.
And we do nothing
oh,
except for select
I see.
One
so
of
we,
these.
So we select Bob-omb, Boo, Thwomp, or Folly Guy.
All right, Yoshi.
Who are you going to choose?
I mean, obviously the ghost is going to be able to go the fastest.
Do you think so? Okay.
Okay, Mario.
Mario, who are you going
to
choose?
Did I talk to this thing already?
Press blue.
Can we not choose the same thing?
I guess not.
Oh,
no. Nope.
So I'm going
to
choose.
So you don't get to pick, John.
I'm choosing
you.
Robert Om.
Robert Om.
Robert
Bob
Om. Bob Om.
This definitely seems fair since I didn't even get to choose.
I mean, I guess then we just.
I mean, we literally just sit here. We have no say in anything.
I mean, mine might, like, wow. Mine's, yep.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, it's all...
Oh,
and I believe Donkey just won that.
Did I just win 32 coins?
Yeah, I think so.
Just by pure...
Replay, is Robert Om going to win? Nope, actually...
Oh no, because he stomped. Flomp was about to win, but then he flomped.
You
got to
know how to pick a winner.
I guess.
I don't know how to pick winners.
Obviously, none of us do because you didn't even pick. We made you pick that one.
I mean, I feel like I subtly influenced you to pick the choices that you did.
I've been to the horse races one time at Canterbury, and I did not ever win. I probably because I always also bet on the person
second,
with the biggest odds against.
The best odds.
Well, the worst odds of winning. Right, I mean, right, like. Right.
Well, you can place
36-1 or
you
something.
Can bet
like, you know,
to win.
Because then if I bet $2, if they win, I make money.
Yeah. Fuck yeah!
But it's
if it's a 1-1 odd, I only get my I win $2.
Yeah,
but you can show or place as well. You
can
do three different. You can use.
I know all these weird rules. I don't understand horse racing.
I want to go to Canterbury. No.
That's out in my neck of the woods.
I know. Let's go.
I just drove past it yesterday.
What's happening here? Oh, John got the Bowser event. Okay, here we go. Bowser Revolution! Matthew, that says mayhem.
I know. Revolution was too long. It didn't fit.
News Radio is literally the best podcast.
Oh, thanks.
Best
we're getting some
sitcom.
Of your coins, I think, John.
Yeah, we're going to take them all.
Free quality.
Revolution!
Eat the rich.
Yeah.
Oh, we've all got 23
coins. We all
have
23 coins now. Thank you, John.
I just had a bunch of coins.
Thank
equality.
You.
Equality.
That means that
1%.
Jurek is actually in fourth place while the rest of us are in first place.
Yes!
This is the most bass-ackwards game of...
He's still going to cheat backwards. To win.
Yeah,
I mean, to be fair...
to be fair...
It's not about who has the most stars at the end.
I know what it's about.
There's been many times where I get... Well, Jurek. Yes. I mean, at the very end. But there's been many times where I get we get to the end of the game and I'm in third or fourth and then I get all the bonus stars.
Mario, 20.
Because I generally win
coins.
So many.
Hollywood over
that
here.
Puts you in first.
Hey.
Nice.
Hey boy,
I've never played a video game before.
I'm a hustler, baby. I just want you to know. Are we a team,
John? It's me and you, Kat.
Uh-oh.
Bobsled
we're in trouble.
Okay.
We are fucking cool runnings right now. The Jamaican bobsled team. We're going to fucking do this. Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get
so
on up.
Sorry,
it's bobsled time.
Carry
cool
this.
Runnings. Okay, all what right. do we press? Left, right, steer, up, speed up.
So basically at the beginning, I think, we're mashing A.
Okay.
And then we're steering as we go
and
down.
We're
all going to crash, so it doesn't matter.
We're both steering it.
We're not going to crash.
Okay.
We got this.
Yeah. We're going to fucking.
Cool runnings is in my blood.
Yeah.
All right, just mash A, Kat.
On it.
Oh, and yeah.
We're in
we're
it
so
to win
ahead
it.
Of you. Oh, you got to hold up. To
yeah, hold up and you go fast as fuck.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is the hardest game I've ever played in my life. Why are we winging now?
Jesus.
We've got
Jesus.
Our bobsled has literal
we're
flappy
on the back
wings.
Of a penguin.
Oh, those are flappy wings for. Oh, no.
Oh,
is,
no.
Oh.
Yep.
Wait,
draw.
Oh,
we all fell off the edge and died.
We're cool.
I did not know
you
the
knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. I know, of course.
Wow. Oh my gosh, I've never been first. This is so exciting.
See?
And I'm sure that what I just said was really disturbing for your audience.
I knew we
I
were
don't
never,
think it was.
It was
neither
the
of us were ever
going to
make
very
it.
Happy
very high
that you were in first.
It was very high
John, pitch. What is your favorite thing about Pandemic and least favorite?
My favorite thing has to be that working from home just became the norm because I love working from home.
Let's see. It kind of seems like it goes either way. Some people love it. Some people just hate it because they want separation of work and home.
Yeah.
But some people are like, fuck that. I mean, I love the online schooling because I literally wake up, walk downstairs to my office with my coffee and just sit there.
When quarantine started, I got to get up later than I was before and still be to work, air quotes, earlier than I was.
Right.
So,
do you, does your work keep track of like button presses? Like I was reading a thing like where it's some guy like they wouldn't let him work from home anymore because
so he wrote like a macro or something.
You were on Reddit too. It's the same thing. And he wrote a macro to hit the period
the
key
every
14
minutes
or 4 minutes.
John,
minutes
I sent us both back to the beginning
both
somehow.
Of us?
I landed on a question mark thing and the cannon shot both of us off the bridge.
It's not enough that you're in fourth. You have to drag me down with
you. You're in second. You're fine.
Oh.
Okay.
Don't worry. The ghost is good.
Oh,
you can steal
so you don't
shit
have
50 people.
Coins, but you can steal 5 coins from someone.
Yeah.
And you
no, you
that.
Pay 5 coins and you steal a certain amount from.
Oh, I see.
steal whatever you
want.
Okay,
hey, whoa.
Yoshi.
Yeah.
I'm in last place.
No, she did it anyway.
That was the right choice.
I'm so sorry that it had the right to happen. Choice.
It actually should have been John, but oh well. Are you mashing to try and get out of it?
It tells you you can. You mash A to try. He still stole 21 of my 26, so apparently it doesn't do shit.
I have 62 coins.
Mario is like fucking rocking this right now. Wow.
I'm so
game
chuffed.
Sucks.
Oh, here we go. 1 versus 3. Shock, drop, or roll. Okay, you guys are going down. I'm going to shock, drop, and roll the shit out of you.
I will shock, drop, and roll your mom.
No, it's you three versus me. Throw the lever to spin the power turbine. Stop your rivals. Wait, what did that say? Stop your rivals in their tracks and roll them all off.
Are we all playing this?
I control.
Throw the lever to spin the power. So you are spinning
and we have
to try to move to stay on it or something?
I think so. Peach, rotate right or left, okay?
Oh, it's like log.
So basically, we are just running as Earl controls the thing, and when he stops, then you might keep going and fall right
off. Oh, wait,
of
and you can jump with A. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm going
to. All right, here we go. Let's do it. How do we start it? I don't know how to start it.
You press start.
Ah. Well, that just makes perfect sense.
Weird.
All right, here we go. You guys are going down.
Okay, so this is not going to go well.
Oh, crime. Ah. I thought. Oh.
So I just have to basically apparently survive, which is impossible. Like for 25 seconds.
Gotcha, bitch.
Not a chance. Like that one is totally in like the you have a huge
that
advantage.
That one is a huge
being.
Advantage. Like I could tell what you were like. You were. Flowing with me for a second there, and then all I had to do was not do it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like playing tennis. Like, keep hitting it to the same side, just like get them comfortable, and then boom.
That's called conditioning. It's called conditioning there. That's what you do in
Mario tennis term.
That's a Mario tennis term and a Smash term. Yeah. Well, a fighting game term, I guess.
You're going to get blasted off the bridge. Yeah, you don't want to land.
We're all on the pirate ship.
Welcome to the
party,
pal.
On the bridge, if you're on the, question marks, it just blasts you back to the beginning.
I see. Okay. Mario is kicking our asses.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I got nothing here, man.
Okay, what does your stopwatch say over there, Jerick?
1 hour and 6 minutes.
Oh, okay. So we're at probably really one...
Close to an hour, about an hour probably. Oh, geez, you can get another star. Oh,
man. Yes. Mario's kicking our asses now for sure.
The star's going to move, though.
Oh, the star moves?
I think so. It moved after I bought mine.
Oh, it did.
If you buy it, it moves to another location.
Another
location.
Kat, what was your favorite and least favorite part of the quarantine?
That's a good question. I liked that I liked the work from home for the fact that I could go to San Francisco and work from there for 2 months. So that was pretty cool.
I also liked working from San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful city.
Just put my office there.
Never been there.
But I also really don't like to work from home. So
you're going down.
Probably.
You don't
now
like
I'll get one where
no,
I have a
I'm always
huge
accessible.
Disadvantage.
Like my computer's
Archer
right there.
Rival.
You know? So.
But I mean... Can't you be like, okay, well, after 5 p.m., fuck you, you know? Like,
yeah, you know that doesn't work in theater, though.
It
so,
does.
I mean sometimes.
But the thing is, there's no theater right now. So.
We're doing stuff, and I have students. So, like, university students are like, 2 a.m., hey, can I have help with something?
What are we doing here? What is our job?
We move.
Oh, we move.
Move
the,
left or right, and I'm trying to shoot you.
Oh, look, I didn't know that we could practice up in the top.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even practice mode. It's just...
So, basically, you're just moving left and right, trying to avoid me shooting you,
it
sounds
like. Yeah,
you
can't shoot us. Oh, and then we got Boo here fucking us up.
Like,
Boo and
we're
Toad.
Boxing each other
what
in.
Is this?
Thanks a lot,
why are you boxing
Yoshi.
Me in like that, Boo and Toad? What the fuck is this?
Oh, nice try, Jerick.
There's no way we're gonna survive this. Dead AF.
Nope,
oh my god.
Nope.
Donkey Kong.
Boo and Toad, get over here and box him in, man.
Do not box him in.
3, 2,
oh my god.
Nope, running for the hills.
We won all because John is literally the best target mover of all time.
I have dodged an arrow.
I should
have
gotten John first.
I've dodged an arrow or two.
If you can dodge an arrow, you
can
dodge
a ball.
I mean, really, it's
here we
a wrench,
go.
But.
Boom, 7. Oh, this is the roll right here. I know it. Oh, I thought I was going to get on that other one. that fun looking money bag one.
Some fun looking fun bags there.
All right, this is going to be our last round. I'm going to just call it.
All right.
Like, because we got like a million rounds left. We haven't even got to the halfway point, I don't think.
Yoshi, yo.
Yoshi. Hey, text message guy over
Hollywood.
Yeah, I don't know.
Two
I liked.
Coins.
Oh,
because you only have two coins. Because you're in fourth place.
Sucker. Mario, that's you.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah, this game is fun. I mean, it's Mario Party. There's not much else to talk about a Mario Party game, but goddamn is it fun. We should.
What would Mario say if he was in trouble or something?
He would say,
"Mamma mia!"
There it is.
Yes, he would. He would also say,
"Ultra Combo!"
I was just gonna say, and what would the announcer for Killer Instinct say if somebody, perhaps, you know, punched somebody a whole bunch of times?
All right, so it's decided that after this round, whoever's in first is the winner.
Is the winner.
Okay.
Yep. Toad in a box. Like toad in the box. Rules, jump up to hit the spinning box. The first one to get five toad faces wins. Okay?
All you do is jump.
If you okay.
If you stop the block on a face other than toads, you won't be able to move.
Time your jumps carefully, okay?
I'm literally not reading. All right. This
toad
stuff,
is the
so.
Toad is the mushroom headed guy.
I've been doing okay not reading.
That's
so far,
Toad. That's so. Him. So we gotta stop.
Whoops.
Oh.
Fuck.
Ugh. Wait, so wait, I got him? Shit. Oh.
This game is impossible. Well, I'm dead or something. There we go.
And it goes what faster and faster? Oh my god!
Like it goes so fast.
It goes so fast. You, like,
oh yeah, got it. Oh right as Julia gets it too. Jesus Christ!
Now it's just gonna come down to like pure luck.
This game does cheat. Like it's impossible. It's so fucking fast.
Yeah, I feel like I.
There it is.
Oh, I got it.
You got it.
Somehow, okay, I just need one more. Jesus.
No,
it's there's no skill involved at this point.
No, I'm just mashing. Fuck it. And I keep getting the same one, so obviously the time. Oh, nope, there's Chain Chomp.
Hey, I'm catching up.
I'm never going to get it. I'm not. There's no way to time it. There's literally no way to time it. This is the dumbest game I've ever played in my life.
Oh, sorry, losers.
Oh, yeah, DK.
That one's done. Yeah, that comes down to there's no skill involved in trying to
talk to me. That was all skill. Oh, wait. How many coins do I have? Oh, wait, this is the start of a new round.
Oh, it is. So Cat is the winner. There's your coins. I also just played. I don't know what I just fucking hit there, but what did I hit? I hit something cool. I'm going to
hit it again.
Yeah. All right, y'all. All right, I'm going to turn that off. We're going to also mute that. We need that whiskey bottle stat.
Yep.
Wherever that is.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it. Here we go. We got to pour final shots for final thoughts. Oh, my God. This is going to be so hard. Somebody else. Oh, please don't do this over my computer. Oh, my God.
Stop.
Nope.
Okay.
There. Okay. Oh, my God. That was so scary. Next time, we just pour shots with the shot glass on the table.
And not hovering over your laptop.
My laptop. My work-provided laptop. So, thank you, work. We did not ruin your property.
Abby just had to get a new laptop, a smaller one like
because
that.
Because she spilled whiskey all over
no,
her other
because,
one?
No, because my dog broke her computer.
Oh, yeah. Marla did?
Well, we had plumbers over fixing a bunch of stuff, and Abby apparently decided at that time to put her computer on a stack of boxes while she was quick typing stuff up, and then she let Marla out. She had Marla in her kennel because the plumbers were over. So she was like, I'll let her out for a little while since they're downstairs. And Marla apparently came out of her kennel, bolted past the boxes and knocked them over and her computer fell and the whole
and
screen
then
just
Marla
got destroyed.
And then Marla poured herself a shot of whiskey over the
all
laptop.
Over Abby's computer.
Marla is likely to do that.
She
loves her whiskey she just does. Like her father.
Yeah.
This actually is not a podcast recording. It's an intervention.
For Marla or me.
Yeah, you were supposed to bring your dog, Rick. I forgot to tell you that, but anyway, I think it's time for final wait a minute. Now it's time for final shots for final thoughts. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Ooh. No one else does this. Okay. Okay. So final shots for final thoughts. Here we go. Jurek, John, and Kat, how many costumes out of 10 do you give? I was like, how many do we do now? Five or 10? How many costumes?
We used to do five.
Now it's 10. How many costumes out of 10 do you give Mario Party 2 for the N64?
I'm going to give it an...
An N is a letter, Jerry.
An, A-N.
Okay.
Still just a word.
Okay. I'm going to give it good old solid 8.73.
That's good. 8.73. I mean, I feel like it's well deserved.
it earned it.
It really did. 8.73. Okay. I like it, John.
Not an 8.75, huh?
No, it's not quite there.
Not quite. 0.75 good.
8.73. Maybe even an 8.736.
Okay. That seems right.
I'm going to Price is Right Jurek and give it an 8.72.
Oh,
just a little bit less.
A little bit less. Okay. Kat, out of 10 costumes, how many would you give this game? Literally the first video game you've ever played.
It's not.
Okay, you're right. It's no Advent.
Toy Story and Babe.
Yeah.
Big in the City.
I'm gonna say 7 8/10.
7 8/10.
Yeah.
So that would be 7.8.
Call that 7.8 in the biz.
No. Yeah, no, but specifically 8/10.
Okay, 8/10. We're going with straight up fractions. Yeah. Cool. I'm gonna give it regular old 8, I think. You know, like it's fine. It's
a little boring if you ask me.
Well, I don't know. Like I don't I mean I guess like I'll give it an 8.2643.
I'm gonna say this is skill.
I also like the Mario Party games. They're fun.
I guess how do you guys think it compares to like the first one, which you guys have also played on the podcast?
This one is better.
I think this is better if for no other reason other than there's no spinning the joystick and destroying the palm of your hand.
There's no blisters.
I mean, I think some of the, I mean, we obviously did not play all of the mini games in this. I mean, there are a few on the first one that I really like, and I wish maybe they carried over, but...
Yeah, I don't actually think...
And maybe they did.
Well, did any games carry over, or are they all new?
That skateboarding one is very similar.
It is similar,
to a different
one.
It's slightly different layout and stuff, but there's one that's basically that saying you mash to skate and then jump across things.
Okay.
It's just a different layout of the level.
But okay.
Same concept otherwise. But I always like the chiseling out... of like the shape or whatever, and you know you got to trace it with your jackhammer.
That is a good one. Yeah, that is a super fun one. That one is, I think that one exists in Super Mario Party, the newest one on Switch,
which they finally added multiplayer to like at the end of the pandemic
when nobody needs it anymore.
If they would have added that a year ago, that was prime time while everyone's at home and they want to play Mario Party with their friends and they can't because online didn't exist for it because Nintendo was stupid.
Yeah.
So bad at online.
They really are.
Why would you not have online play on Mario Party?
Dummies. Like, they had online play, but you could only play like 10 of the 60 minigames.
You couldn't play the full actual game.
No, you couldn't play a board game, but I get it though, because like if you wanted to play with randoms, like if somebody was losing, they would just quit, and then you spend an hour just wasted, you know. Like, but if you get your friends together, and like I feel like then
they should have at least had it, even if it's just with friends.
Yeah, they should have.
Maybe don't have the ability to join random games.
Also,
it's just hard that like Xbox and PlayStation do online play so well,
and Nintendo's just
so doesn't,
just out of touch.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know, like. Yeah, people complain about Smash all the time. Like, apparently there's input lag. Like, honestly, you got to be a pro player to really notice the difference.
Right.
And there is a difference. I'm not saying I'm a pro player, but you know what I mean? Like, it's there, but it's like, it doesn't really affect you except for at the very high levels of play. You know?
If you're like I mean, some of the best fighting game players in the world are literally able to, like, they're like, this move takes, you know,
six frames.
Yep. Or, like, to recover, it takes, like, they can literally, like, count the frames.
Yeah.
Not even that so much as, like, co-op play. Like, if you wanted to play an online Smash game against Jurik, like, would that be easy? Because on PlayStation, it would be, like, two buttons and I could play with someone on my friends list.
It's, like, kind of easy.
It's fairly
easy.
But even, like, the fact that you explained it as, like, kind of
well,
easy.
I mean, you just gotta, you have to know what to do. You have to, like, go into the arena.
But the thing that sucks is there's no, arena. I can't talk to him, though, on Switch
while
playing.
Yes, you
playing.
Can if you have the Nintendo online app.
I have to have the app on my phone connected to my headphones or whatever, my headset, talking to him through that instead of just through the system itself.
Dumbest
like PlayStation
thing.
And
totally
Xbox
seamless.
Both I can
totally
just
seamless.
Make a party
yep.
and all of a sudden, hey, we have four people in this party and now yeah. we're playing this game together and we're all talking to each other through our headsets. Yeah.
But anyway, Mario Party 2 is pretty good.
It's good stuff.
It's no Super Mario Party. Like this game I think only has four boards, maybe five.
There's five and then I think you unlock a sixth
okay.
one.
And Super Mario Party, the newest one, only has four and there's not even DLC for new boards.
Yeah, they like, half-assed the new Mario
they
Party,
really did
100%.
People think that another one is actually going to come this year.
I'm sure.
E3 is in a couple weeks and they're gonna you know, I think Nintendo's got some stuff up their sleeves, but
I would hope so because there's nothing else fucking announced.
Mario Golf.
Oh, Mario. Fuck
I am
yeah.
I'm hell yeah. very much looking forward to Mario Golf.
End of June.
Ultra Combo!
Mamma mia.
Yes. Okay, anyway.
Anyways, Mario Party 2.
Pretty
shit.
Fucking sweet. Drake, do
if
we
you
know.
If you got a group of friends, go play it.
Do we know what other people thought of this game? Or
fuck me running.
Fuck
I don't know.
Me running.
You know,
what
this,
else?
This
fuck
else?
My ass.
The,
what
else? The Nickelodeon show, what was it called? Legend of the Hidden Temple. This had hell very
yeah.
much those vibes, right? You kind of like.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
move around and you have to like
I am a
talk
fan
to the
of
weird wall
Legend
thing that lets
the
you pass
Temple.
Or
oh,
not,
that's
or
the Thwomp, which actually is super similar to Olmec, the,
oh,
yeah.
the
big
talking
yeah,
head.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's what I'm
yeah.
saying.
I know, that's
I
a that is a astute observation.
Why, thank you, Matthew Early.
You're welcome. You are welcome. I never would have put that together. We're too in it, you know? We've got an outside, mm-hmm. we've got an outside mm-hmm. eye here.
Yeah.
All right, so people seem to mostly like it. It's got 76% on game ranking.
Oh, that's
so like an aggregate, you know,
good.
Game score.
Yeah.
EGM 8.25. Game Informer apparently not a huge fan. 5.25.
Woof. What are they? What were their main complaints?
Hard to say. That's
okay.
just
how
a
does
score.
It compare
it's
against
just
the other
a score
Mario
right
Party
there.
Games?
Yeah. So I'm not sure.
We're gonna need some fucking facts
I mean,
here, Drake.
Scott Allen Marriott of Allgame wrote that Mario Party Mario Party 2 does what a sequel is supposed to do, address the original shortcomings while offering enough enhancements to make even the jaded among us take a second look.
Seems
sure.
right.
I feel pretty jaded.
Were people super
so.
Jaded after the first one?
I don't know.
I so.
Love the first one.
I know. Like, these for the first three, like, people are like, fuck yeah, keep them coming. Keep
I mean, basically,
coming.
Yeah, everyone, you know, likes it just fine, except
right.
for apparently Game Informer, who
right.
thought it, who gave it an F, essentially. 5.25
okay.
out of 10. That's all an right, F. That's right. failing.
That's failing, yeah.
52.5.
Everyone else, it's right around 7s and 8s.
Okay, that's
10,
well,
so.
That's what we gave it. That
yeah.
seems
where
right.
We ranked it.
Yep.
Right,
yep.
Right up there. Yeah. So it's
cool.
You know, simplistic enough to play, and anybody can just kind of jump in and play.
I've proved
even
that.
Even Cat
like, won.
Cat won,
I mean,
and she does not play video games.
Yeah.
So look
two
at her
stars,
there with 2 stars.
56 coins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
good.
Domination.
Pretty
good. Me yep. with 0 stars and 3 coins. I still hold out that I would win if we kept going.
That is yes. correct, actually. But
if we actually finished the game, Jurik, the game would cheat for Jurik,
and he would win.
Live fast, die young.
At the end, it would be like, oh, the player who was the worst gets 1 star. Oh, the player who landed on this square the most gets 1 star.
Or
yeah.
the player who was the
me.
Most Jurik gets 5 stars.
Right.
Yeah. I'm changing my
you're not
name.
Supposed to be able to read those words when they appear on the
oh,
screen.
Oh, yeah. Those are only in your own heads-up
Jurik's,
display.
Jurik's secret language.
Right. Right.
Liminal messaging.
It's just gibberish to you. But
right. Jurik, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Mario Party 2, could they do that?
I mean, if you want to. At Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at @early_Matt, and early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. Kat, can they tweet at you?
No.
No. John, can they tweet at you?
They can. I'm not super active. I'm at the real DJ Arson.
That's the most amazing Twitter handle I've ever heard.
There is no DJ Arson.
There actually is.
Is there?
DJ Arson.
Are you holding on to it, hoping that he gets really big and wants to pay you to get his Twitter?
I just really want some people to think that I'm actually the real DJ
Arson. Does anybody ever tweet at you thinking you are the real DJ Arson?
You gotta fucking do whatever you can to get the blue check mark next to your name, man.
Sure, I'll look into that. I heard Twitter is starting that up again.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, you can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We would love discussion questions. That's what we would love the most, Revelers. Come on.
Because we're too dumb to think of them for ourselves. Yep.
We would also just love to hear from you. Just say hi. Let's see. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. We would really appreciate it if they have ratings.
Probably just Apple Podcasts.
Probably just Apple Podcasts.
We don't
again,
know how this shit works.
Can I have
we
my stars?
Always like we
two
literally
stars?
250 episodes, and we don't know how this any of this works.
I know. I think that's about it, though.
Wraps us up right here.
You want to take us out, Drake?
Sure do. Until next week, game on, party animals.
Game on, party animals.
Game on, party animals.
Game on, party animals.
Peace.
That's fine.
That's totally fine.
That's
not, it would not be the first time somebody has stumbled. All right.
Yeah, let's try this again.